Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. It has been 14 months since the Dow Jones Industrial Average reached its peak. Since then, despite all the protestations by government officials that the U.S. economy is recovering, the Dow Jones Average has said otherwise. When stock markets cannot reach new highs, historically they then decline. This is a necessary step to make it possible for stocks to again reach new peaks. In a declining stock market, economic misallocations of resources that restrain growth are flushed out. Here are just a few now preventing greater prosperity in America. More than $1 trillion of college student loans. Millions of mortgages on homes that are overpriced for a stagnant market. Tens to hundreds of trillions of dollars of unfunded government liabilities for Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and government employee pensions and retirement benefits. Unfortunately, these are dwarfed by the worldwide risk of a collapse in the $500 trillion derivatives markets. Government and major private banks hold massive amounts of debt valued at full face value. Theoretically, they have insured against the risk of default by purchasing derivatives contracts. Should the debtor default, the bank will supposedly be made whole. The counterparty on the other side of these contracts often enters into an offsetting derivative contract to offset their risk. On a small scale, this is sensible. Unfortunately, the use of derivatives contracts has grown to unsustainable levels. Should the Greek government carry through on its threat to default on paying its debts, or the troubled Italian banking industry repudiate its debts, that would bring on a domino chain of economic collapse. Ultimately, debt levels are unsustainable. The debt and unfunded liabilities owed by just the American federal government alone is more than the value of all assets on the planet. Printing paper money and issuing IOUs cannot fix this problem. Americans will not again enjoy prosperity until after the world goes through the pain of eliminating these misallocated resources. It gives me no pleasure to lay these bare facts out for you, but it is better to realize this now while you still have some time to protect your wealth. That's it for today. Tune in again next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.